AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The owner of the New England Patriots says he still thinks his team did not violate any rules. But the National Football League says some Patriots employees probably deliberately deflated footballs, and quarterback Tom Brady probably knew about it.
The NFL report on what became known as Deflategate runs to 243 pages. It concludes it's more than probable that two staffers deliberately released air from footballs after they had been examined by the referee in the AFC Championship game. It includes text messages implying quarterback Tom Brady was requesting balls inflated to less than 12.5 pounds, the legal limit. Investigators say they found no evidence Patriots management or coach Bill Belichick knew about the deflation. The probe started after complaints following New England's 45-7 rout of the Indianapolis Colts in the January 18th conference championship. Warren Levinson, New York.
National Guard troops and state police are out of Baltimore.
I have rescinded the executive order which instituted the state of emergency.
Maryland Governor Larry Hogan made the announcement today. The mayor of Baltimore is asking the Justice Department to investigate the city's police department following the death of Freddie Gray. Stocks have been lower today in part because of a survey by payroll company ADP that hiring slowed sharply last month. Economist Mark Zandi says the increasing value of the dollar is hurting manufacturing.
Manufacturers who had been hiring this time last year are now reducing payrolls.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 164 points. Joyce Barr, the chief freedom of information officer at the State Department, says it is not acceptable for any agency employee to do government business on a private email server, like former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton did. Bryce Harper of the Washington Nationals has been up three times, and he has hit three home runs, five RBI so far today. He just made an out. This is AP Radio News. American warships are no longer accompanying commercial ships through the Strait of Hormuz. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The Navy vessels began accompanying American and British-flagged commercial ships last week after Iranian naval vessels detained a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo ship and crew.
We weren't sure what the future looked like.
But Colonel Steve Warren says nothing happened.
It had gone on now for several days without incident.
The order for accompanying the ships expired yesterday. Warren says the warships will stay in the area and respond to any requests for help. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
Jim Wright has died. The former Texas congressman was the first Speaker of the House to resign midterm under fire for violating House rules. Wright succeeded Tip O'Neill as Speaker of the House in 1997. Jim Wright died in Texas. He was 92. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.